Hey, listen, it's that Funky Monkey Furious George. We are celebrating here at, WCOM Land, WCOM FM Micro Power Radio, 103.5 WCOM LPFM Chapel Carborough, where we are. We've got some D That's D tonight against the Blue Doo Doo Devils, who went down in a defeat tonight to the righteous, sweet play. Like Carolina Chapel Hill, Tar Heels. And anyway, there's helicopters circling around outside. Police huddling people outside of the streets. Very ineffectively. And we've got a whole show lined up here that we're going to keep going here in the late night called The Furious George Show, which may be offensive to some members dangling in the listening audience. So viewer listener discretion is advised. And what else? We're just going to keep having fun. Looks like there's plenty to get into like we normally do. If you want to learn about all of our Furious stuff here in the past, go to furiousg.blogspot.com. And you can hear all the fun stuff that we've done. And you can also go to wcomfm.org. Kick in, help the station. And most importantly, support your local community-based funness. Celebrate.
And, you know, the rest will fall from there. But no, I wasn't focusing on one thing specifically.
I was kind of debating dribbling it out, but then nobody was in the middle, so I was like, well,
What's how good is this team? Kenny and Cameron should submit it, because usually you and Joel and Luke are pretty consistent in your production. With
I mean, you could just see second half. I mean, they knew they couldn't help off Cameron and Joel, so we just when we get downhill, just make a play. Joel did a better job of that than me, but when I got my opportunities, I tried to do my best. It was fun.
They had a big edge on the glass about 8 or 10 minutes in. After that, you guys thoroughly out-rebounded them. What was the difference there for you?
Just fight. Unreal. We knew we had to go in there and play as hard as we could. Gang rebound. That was the biggest thing for us. We knew we had to gang rebound because they got two huge guys in the paint.
Considering we talked about sort of the team, we didn't talk with you about it after Clemson, but the team, kind of the mood, they said, and you even said a couple days later, they could build on the second half of the team because it was a different sense of urgency came out. Is that, could that tonight have happened if that didn't happen then and you guys continue that on Saturday?
We really wouldn't have no choice if we didn't play better. It would have been really bad. I told them that Clemson game, the fight they had.
Carolina needs points badly. Stay in shouting distance here midway in the first half as Berry goes right by his defender, lays it in with the left hand. He's going to have a chance for the three-point play. The foul was on Duval, and that's his second. To kick it out to Allen, poked away by Pinson, but Allen recovered. He penetrates to O'Connell. Extra pass to Duval. His three blocked by Pinson. And Theo saves it on the baseline to May.
Just fight. Unreal. We knew we had to go in there and play as hard as we could.
Ahead to Cameron Johnson. Two-on-two break. Johnson goes right by Carter and lays it home.
Boy, he came around Carter and the body left him. He almost lost balance, but he was able to pull back through.
Boy, Duke has had scoring from multiple guys tonight. And they're back up by nine. A big one there by the freshman. Berry, the lob to May, kind of just tips it over the front of the rim for Duke. Allen in the center jump circle, checked by Woods. Has his choice of a screen, goes to the right. Woods fights through it. Allen circles back to the left. Tries the alley-oop, broken up by Brooks. Loose ball rebound to Johnson. Ahead to Kenny Williams, three at the buzzer.
I'm just fighting, I'm real.
They go all the way to the rim, doesn't get it, but there's May to poke it home. Trailing the play, will fire a three off the heel of the rim, no good. Rebound, scooped up off the deck by Kenny Williams. Good box out down low by Brooks. Kept Bagley away. Berry.
We talked about with the team. We didn't talk with you about it after Clemson, but the team and kind of the mood. They said, and you even said a couple days later, they could build off the second half in that game because it was a different sense of urgency came in. Is that, could that tonight have happened if that didn't happen then and you guys continued it on Saturday?
Well, make it easier. We really wouldn't have no choice if we did play better. It would have been really bad.
Shot clock, Berry finds Kenny Williams. Still penetrate. Jump stop. Pump fake out to Cameron Johnson. Wide open for three. Give it to him! 77-71. 80-75. 30 seconds to go. Allen front court to the right sideline. Now he's going to drive. Caught on the baseline. Turns it over. Kenny Williams with the steal. Gets it to Berry. 17 seconds to go. Berry, Duke not fouling, gets it to Johnson, to Pinson for the highlight.
Just fight, I'm real.
I told them that Clemson game, the fight they had. When we fight like that, we're a really good team, and we did. And the Pittsburgh game was good. Tonight, we just showed that we basically switched roles. They had the big guys, we had the guards, but we had to go in there and fight, and we did. That's the biggest thing. We got the fighting will. We just go in there and play hard.
Sorry.
For the highlight, 82-75. They're going to do it. 10 seconds to go. Allen pushes over to O'Connell. His three is good with 3.3 to go. Duke doesn't take a timeout. Berry throws the ball skyward. And how about them Tar Heels? 82-78. Sending Duke back to Durham.
We knew we had to go in there and play as hard as we could.
Yo, I know you guys see him about to fall out on the sideline a few times, so I'm glad he made it out of there safe, but that's what we're supposed to do, and it's just great being able to have that atmosphere.
Joel, you came out in the second half on that 12-ball run or whatever it was. Talk about what was said to the starters in the second half.
We were getting stops, and I think that was the biggest thing, not going against their set defense. And you can see they were getting a little tired because they weren't inbounding the ball fast like they usually do. I mean, coming into the game, I think they had one of the fastest paces in the country. I think it was like 15 seconds per possession. So, and you could tell that they were just getting tired.
Sideline. Now he's going to drive. Caught on the baseline. Turns it over. Kenny Williams with the steal. Gets it to Berry.
Close my eyes just to imagine how sweet love can be.
Guys like them. But, you know, it's all about competing out there on the court. And that's what we did.
The girl so fine.
I did my best. It was fun.
So they had a big edge on the glass about 8 or 10 minutes in. After that, you guys thoroughly out-rebounded them. What was the difference?
Gets it to Johnson, to Pinson for the highlight.
Pretty simply.
Just fight and will. We knew we had to go in there and play as hard as we could. And gang rebounding. That was the biggest thing for us. We knew we had to gang rebound because they got two huge guys in the paint.
Considering we talked about the team, we didn't talk to you about it after Clemson, but the team and kind of the mood. They said, and you even said a couple days later, they could build off the second half in that game because it was.
Yes! Holy smokes! It's that second, third jump by Bagley that has been the snake bite. Inbounds goes to O'Connell. Drive blocked by Robinson. 4-on-2 break. Barry's going to go straight to the rim and lay it home. His right hand's off to Allen. Now right sideline to Carter. Tries to dump it down low. Intercepted from behind by Kenny Williams. Here come the heels on the move. Williams going to go all the way to the rim. Doesn't get it, but there's May to poke it home. Trailing the play will fire a three off the heel of the rim. No good. Rebound. Scooped up off the deck by Kenny Williams. Good box out down low by Brooks.
Get back away. 1,815 hits at home. And 1,815 hits on the road. Hard. Let fifth-ranked Carolina hold on to beat Duke by 9.
A different sense of urgency came in. Is that, could that, could that have happened if that didn't happen then and you guys continued it on Saturday?
Well, we really wouldn't have had no choice if we did play better. It would have been.
Outscored Carolina 7,767
7,765. Jump stop, pump fake out to Cameron Johnson, wide open for three. Give it to him. 77-71, 80-75. 30 seconds to go. Allen front court to the right sideline. Now he's going to drive. Caught on the baseline, turns it over. Kenny Williams with the steal. Gets it to Barry. 17 seconds to go. Barry, Duke not fouling. Gets it to Johnson. To Pinson.
He's got a lot of different guys on the bench. None of them play a ton of minutes, but
this is even. And to hear the crowd, hear how loud they were, and hear how happy they were.
Plus, it didn't matter. 12 minutes left, everybody.
Gary, you're kind of yelling in your.
Williams blocks it out of bounds with two on the shot clock. Open three, second of the night for Kenny Williams. Krzyzewski said before the game, Bolden just backed off an injury a couple of games ago. They want to get him more involved. Right now, though, Duke's got to figure out a way. This was that.
Well, can't let him get to his left hand. He is such an unorthodox player, but just so good.
Ho-ho! Williams had been in a shooting slump. Robinson on the floor for Carolina, sophomore guard. Kenny Williams with 4 threes already. He'll take the assist on this one by Johnson. Williams, 4 threes tonight. Make it 5.
12 minutes left, everybody.
Gary, Trent was kind of yelling in your face at certain times down the court. I mean, yeah, you're nodding your head. What was the dynamic between you two?
I didn't say anything. He was jawing. He was saying a couple things, but I wasn't really paying attention to it. I don't really get into all of that unless somebody says something really disrespectful. But I heard him, smiled and nodded and kept running down the court. That's what I do. I don't get into all of that because that's when you get into extracurriculars. There's no point in that.
After what you did tonight, how big was it that you had that little spurt the other night hitting those shots?
It was big because I knew all I needed was one to go down. And once I saw one go down, the basket starts getting bigger and bigger.
The kind of shades of Stanford for you there for a while?
For a little bit. Yeah, I will say that.
No matter what you say or what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you.
Granddaddy James, where I cut the game from. Da-da, show you what the flames on. See, if I'm not doing 55, I'm the 55. I'm not doing 100 miles, I'm the 100 miles. I ain't dabbling in funny times, but it's getting tired. Promise if you get right, baby. You in the wide range, you do what you like. See, it's all too big, the cold is blind. I just, you first, so it's man. Keep the space and the chance, man. I wanna face, so I keep dust, man. Scuffs tall, running for the two-tone guard. I'm gonna keep it down, some crush.
Switch roles. They had the big guys, we had the guards, but we had to go in there and fight, and we did. That's the biggest thing. We got the fighting will. We just go in there and play hard.
Sorry if you already addressed this, but how much of that last dunk in the final seconds there was celebration for what was happening with Duke, and how much of it had to do with the one that you'd already taken?
I honestly just knew that why not take the free points if nobody is in there guarding me if I got fouled. I missed two free throws yesterday in the game a little bit. So I just tried to see the deal, but it felt good. It felt real good.
Gets it to Johnson, to Pinson for the highlight. 82-75, they're going to do it.
Good job, a little pin and screen by Theo Pinson.
Tipped by Williams.
Williams to get it to Berry.
I was kind of debating dribbling it out, but then nobody was in the middle. In the middle, so I was like, well, let's just flush it out. Now I missed one, so I had to make up for it. Wish I made the first one.
Well, what's how good is this team with Kenny and Cameron and shots like that? Because usually you and Joel and Luke are pretty consistent.
Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro on Richard Rock. Show me something natural. I wanna feel some stretch marks. Still to take you down right on your mama couch in polo sock. Hey, this is way too crazy. Hey, you do not amaze me. Hey, I blew cool from AC. Hey, Obama just paged me. Hey, I don't fabricate it. Hey, most of y'all be faking. Hey, I stay modest about it. Hey, she elaborated. Hey, this that Grey Poupon, that Avion, that TED Talk. Hey, watch my soul speak. You let the meds talk. If I kill an it won't be the alcohol. Ay, I'm the realest after all. Tell him be humble. Hold up, sit holla, down. Hold up, be humble. Holla, sit holla, down. Holla, sit down, little, sit down little. Be humble. Holla, tell him sit down. Holla, little, holla, little. Be humble. Holla, sit down. Holla, holla, holla.
You can pack it in except on Trent and except on Allen. Golden begging for the ball and the pass too high. You have to look at the weak side defense, just not who you're passing to. Want to go inside. Williams wide open again. His sixth three of the night. Shot clock effect. Got the swing. Joel Berry on back. Williams blocks it out of bounds with two on the shot clock. Oh, what a
production.
I mean, you could just see second half. I mean, they knew they couldn't help off camera. So when we get downhill, just make a play. Joel did a better job of that than me, but when I got my opportunities, I tried to do my best. It was fun.
They had a big edge on the glass about 8 or 10 minutes in. After that, you guys thoroughly out-rebounded them. What was the difference there for you?
Just fight and will. We knew we had to go in there and play as hard as we could and gang rebound. That was the biggest thing for us.
To look at the weak side defense, just not who you're passing to. Want to go inside. Williams wide open again. His sixth three of the night.
Carolina's come out to exploit the seams. Since that point, they've really forced a couple of turnovers, and Bagley's been taken out.
Barry drives on Carter on the switch, sends it left sideline to Johnson, right back to Barry. Oh, long three. Yes! Holy smoke!
Second, third jump by Bagley that has been the snake bite.
Inbounds goes to O'Connell. Drive blocked by Robinson. 4-on-2 break. Barry's going to go straight to the rim and lay it home.
COM, LPFM, Chapel Hill Carbro. Hey, listen, go Tar Heels. Just having some fun. Community-based radio. Purely local, place-based. In the heart of the Kakalaki world. Furious Radio with DJ Eddie Abbey. Having fun. You can learn more about the station by going to WCOMFM.org. And also go to FuriousG.blogspot.com and all the other fun ways that you can do exactly what you happen to be doing right now. Just listening. We're going to also have some other fun. So keep listening. We go deep in the late night here on Michael Power Furious Radio. So if you're listening right now, you might as well buckle up. Drive straight. Seriously, we are just having too much fun. Down goes Devilish Doo-Doo Duke. Ha ha. Grayson Allen. All right, stop. Listen, for real. We're going to keep having a little bit of fun.
Yay!
The original! Darius Judge! And also having other ways of supporting local fun stuff, not just basketball, not just the community radio, but also this weekend on Saturday, if you're in the sound of my voice, you should probably also get that that body down to HK on J, 100 historic thousand on Jones Street this weekend. Downtown Raleigh, big, big protest there. If you can get there, seriously. Or wherever you happen to be, this is a spawning national movement where we're going to see this massive moral majority led by folks here in Carolina. Ha ha, for real, national movement. Good things happening here, as have been happening at Micropower Radio, Furious George Land, for decades. This year, actually, coming up here on Valentine's Day, will be 20 years of Furious George shows. We started up in Asheville, 1998. So we'll be having some fun leading up to that. We'll be doing some other fun stuff, including just soaking it in. I was just down on Franklin Street, and I think the police were ready to get us out of there, but nope, wasn't happening. So, my people, everybody, come together, be real. I'll see y'all around. I'm furious.
My people.
Bye. I'm Will.
I'm real.